thank you to everyone who's talked about this. Lots of you talk about books as well. We've sort of drifted off that a little bit, but children's books is something else that we've got on the go this morning. Let's have a quick word with Giles, who's on the line. Giles Trigg is a children's author from Hagley. Morning, Giles.
Morning, Alan. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, so thanks for hanging on so patiently. The reason we're talking about this, Netflix have just bought the rights to all the Roald Dahl books. Hey, that'll be all right. As a children's author, that must be like winning the lottery, that, getting Netflix
absolutely.
To buy all your books.
yeah, I can't but dream and wish.
Yeah, absolutely. So yours is Scruff the Pooch. That's your books. I'm guessing it's about a dog.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, it's based on my own Airedale, Zara, who's nearly 15. And she has her own little ways, her own little personality. And I started thinking about these rhymes, these stories that I could write. This is back end of 2019. And I thought they would be... The first one is The Pooch with No Fluff, because when she's ill, she licks and licks and licks to the point where she gets a bald patch. And I thought The Pooch with No Fluff might be a nice story. And the second one, which is coming out in October, is The Pooch with Too Many Toys. Because she has a toy box, she gets them out, but, you know, however much I tell her, she never puts them away again. They're true stories. They're based on her, and they're pre-readers and toddlers. And trying to get, I have a quest at the moment to try and get young children into libraries and into reading and wanting to take up literature or reading rather than being on a screen all the time.
Well, and you've been around libraries doing this, haven't you, reading to kids?
Yeah, I've done a lot of, during the summer holidays, in July and August, Dudley Libraries invited me to go and speak to a number of their libraries, and I spoke in front of the children, and we read the books, had a bit of fun, had a few craft sessions, because you've got to keep the children occupied, you can't just sit there and read all the time. But it was very successful, absolutely loved it, and the children, especially those who had never been to a library, really, the look on their faces was magical, really, because they hadn't realised they could go to this library, they could borrow books for free, and you don't need a password to open it. And it was, it was a phenomenal success, and I'm going to do another round speaking at libraries up until Christmas, which is in November and December.
Oh, fantastic. Is it hard writing children's books? I mean, I suppose people think it's an easy thing to do because you're writing for kids, but is it harder than writing for adults?
Well, never having written, if you like, an adult novel, I can't really say. I mean, these things, I think if you speak to a lot of writers, they will say you cannot just say, right, this morning I'm going to sit down at 10 o'clock and I'm going to write. That just doesn't happen. For me, inspiration comes whenever. I might be in the bath, I might be cooking dinner, I might be driving on a motorway, and suddenly there'll be a rhyme. My books are in rhyme, they're rhythmic. They have a particular cadence which the children, I think, can warm to. They like things in rhyme, dudley, 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 dud, dudley, dudley, dud. And they tend to like that sort of thing. But the ideas, based on my gorgeous Airedale Zara, I mean, they do tend to come to me in the most inopportune times. I do have a piece of paper by the bed. I wouldn't say it's difficult. If I'm honest, my illustrator, who's granddaughter of a friend of mine, I mean, she was only 13 when she started illustrating these books a year or two ago, and I think she's got the hardest job, in all honesty.
Yeah, that's very true, isn't it? Illustrations are quite a big part of kids' books. What about you then, Giles? When you were little, what were the books that you loved?
Well, I was trying to think back. It was a long time ago. I'm in my mid-50s now, so it was a long time ago. But I do remember C.S. Lewis, I've watched the film, C.S. Lewis films, Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, with fondness, because it brought back a lot of memories. But as I was thinking, there was a book, and I'm going to have to Google it after this, because there was a book called Botter, Snikes and Gumballs, which I absolutely loved. And no, I don't remember what it was about, but it was obviously some sort of, I don't know, fantasy animal, you know, cuddly thing, I don't know. Botter, Snikes and Gumballs, it was called. And I'm going to have a look for it afterwards. But Enid Blyton as well.
Oh, yeah, actually, that was she's sort of fallen out of favour a little bit, hasn't she? But I used to read a lot of her books.
I used to like the five stories. And one in particular was The Faraway Tree, I remember, when I was very little, with a character called Moonface. And again, I can't particularly remember the storylines. But, the C.S. Lewis, Enid Blyton, but I will look up Botter, Snikes and Gumballs after this, unless anybody listening can ring in and tell you what it was about.
I'm sure someone will know somewhere. Giles, really good to speak to you. Giles in Hagley, loads of you with the books that you used to love. A lot of love for C.S. Lewis. Jill here.